to episode 67 of the Sun Rose Yoga Podcast with me, your host, Kelly. Today we have a level 2-ish class for you. We do some inversions, actually quite a few inversions, as we focus on gaining a new perspective. As many of you know, I did a bit of traveling this fall. My baby and I were gone for about a month, and when we came back, we both, well, I'm speaking for her because this is what it seems like, we both looked at our surroundings with fresh eyes, and that is one thing that I really do love about traveling. And we can get that same sort of fresh eye experience oftentimes in our yoga practice when we practice inversions or upside down postures. And so today that's what we'll be really tapping into. I thank you so much for joining me for this class and for all classes. I thank you so much for your donations. Your donations help me keep producing this podcast, as I am not yet teaching outside the house, and I still have costs associated with the podcast. Your donations help keep this going, and so I thank you for those. If you would like to get in touch, and I do hope that you do, please email me, sunroseyoga@gmail.com, or check out the website, sunroseyoga.com, for all sorts of different ways to get in touch. You can leave me a message on my voicemail. You can Twitter me. You can leave a comment. You can leave a review in iTunes. All of those things I am grateful for. And so with that, let's get to the yoga. I wish you peace on your path always. Namaste. Begin by bringing your body to a beautiful seat, a seat you can commit to for the next few breaths, for the next few moments. And once you've found your beautiful seat, bring your hands to your belly. And begin to cultivate an awareness of your breath. Oftentimes, a new perspective is gained easily simply by tuning in with all of our senses to those things that we do every day, those things we do 100 or more times a day. And our breath is one of those beautifully repeated activities that we can come back to over and over again. We don't need money. We don't need to commute anywhere. We don't need any special equipment. We can simply listen to that beautiful rise and fall of the inhalation and the exhalation over and over again. And by touching the body, touching specifically this part of our body that moves so obviously with each breath, we can begin this practice of paying extra close attention. Begin to feel the breath move deeper into the lungs. Feel the breath massage the back of the lungs. And as you do, perhaps release your jaw a bit. Maybe swallow. And notice how that offers up even more freedom for the breath. is bring the hands to the heart center, pressing your thumbs into the seat of the heart, the anchor of the heart, and dropping your mind into the seat of the heart. And let's begin our practice by just one beautiful om. We'll take a full breath in and out before we begin. Deep breath in and out and in. Release the hands. And just walk your fingertips forward and roll to the knees, coming to table, chakra vakasana, all fours. With wrists beneath the shoulders and knees beneath the hips, let the crown of your head become heavy and drop toward the floor. And just rock your head from side to side, noticing what it feels like to create some space in the neck, create some space behind the ears. Let your breath continue to massage the backs of the lungs. From here, begin to lift the head so that your neck and skull are part of that long, beautiful line of the spine. Maybe tuck the tailbone ever so slightly, scooping your navel toward your spine, so creating as long of a line as possible. Take a beautiful inhale here. Spread the fingertips wide. And with your exhalation, curl the toes and lift the hips high to the sky to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. And just take your time to move in downward facing dog in any way that feels appropriate. Maybe bend the knees one at a time. Maybe shift the hips from left to right. Continuing to cultivate that breath, that beautiful, ever-present partner in your journey. Now, with your next breath in, bring your right foot forward between your hands. Lower the left heel to the earth and come to Virabhadrasana 2, Warrior 2. Arms are expanding in T, perpendicular to the spine, spreading the fingers wide, and the hips are open to the long side of your mat. As you breathe in, straighten your right leg. As you breathe out, bend it, come back to Virabhadrasana 2. We'll just work dynamically with this posture, inhaling, straightening, exhaling, bending. Inhaling, straightening. Feel your breath move through the whole body. Exhale, bending. One more just like that. And we'll inhale, straighten. And as you exhale, keep those legs straight and make your way to Trikonasana, triangle pose. So the upper body slides all the way to the right. And then we tip the shoulders over so that we are stacking left shoulder over right, stacking left arm over right, and lengthening both of your side bodies. Lengthen the right side, lengthen the left side, and take care that left side does not creep over as though we were falling towards the floor. Maybe even let your heart spin a little bit towards the sky in Trikonasana. Now shift your gaze to your right big toe. And we'll take in a full, beautiful breath here. Maybe bend your right knee just a touch. And as you exhale, shift your weight into your right foot, lifting the left foot up off the floor, coming to Ardha Chandrasana, half moon pose. Hips continue to stay open, so we're peeling that right hip open. Stacking the shoulders, stacking the arms, stacking the hips, lengthening through the side bodies. Imagine yourself becoming just a little bit longer in every direction here, lengthening. Traveling into new parts of your body, new spaces of this room. And as you exhale, let's come to a forward fold. So we'll slowly release the hands to earth, square the hips to the floor, and release your left foot to the floor. As you inhale, come up halfway to Ardha Uttanasana. And as you exhale, fold. As you inhale, step your right foot back, lower the right heel to the earth, and spiral up to Virabhadrasana 2. And we'll inhale, straighten that left leg. Exhale and bend. Inhale, straighten. Exhale, bend. Follow your breath. Let your breath guide your practice. Let your breath set the pace of your travel. And with your next breath in, lengthen the spine. Exhale, slide the upper body all the way to the left before tipping over to Trikonasana. Lengthening the side body. Maybe spinning the heart toward the sky just a touch. And here, maybe lift your toes and spread them before setting them down softly. Connecting to earth. Relax your jaw. And notice how as you relax your jaw, your hips release a bit. Shift your gaze to the earth just in front of your left big toe. Breath in, maybe bend the left knee. And as you breathe out, shift your weight to the left foot as the right leg becomes buoyant. Ardha Chandrasana. Find a little more space between the shoulder blades. Find a little more space between the heads of the shoulders as you expand in every direction. And this time as you exhale, we'll set our right foot back down into Virabhadrasana 2. And as you breathe out, next time, spiral the hands to earth and step back to downward facing dog. As you breathe in, sweep the right leg toward the sky, keeping the hips squared to earth. And we'll practice a few downward facing dog hops here. So you'll bend the left knee and then hop, press yourself up toward the sky, and we'll just hop, bend the knee and straighten, lifting yourself maybe even just a few centimeters up off the floor. And with your next breath out, release your right foot back down to earth, to downward facing dog. Breathing in, sweep the left leg toward the sky, bend your right knee and hop. You might notice if this is your first time practicing the hops, that one side is considerably easier to maneuver. But I assure you that if you keep practicing both ways, you'll find you even out a bit. You find a little equanimity in the body here. And so if you take a moment to think about which side is easiest, we'll take the other side and we'll take a little trip to handstand. Now in the handstand, our gaze is solid, is fixed between the thumbs. The shoulders drop away from the ears, so create this beautifully solid foundation. And the legs are active. Maybe spread the toes as you kick up. Spread the toes as you suspend in space. Shoulders are always drawing toward the heart, and the energy from the feet is drawing there as well. So we meet in the middle with all this potential, with all this intention. And we'll slowly ease back down to downward facing dog. And as you breathe in, release the knees to earth. As you breathe out, rock the hips back, resting the bum on the heels and the forehead on the floor. Maybe just rock your head from side to side. Maybe turn the palms to face the sky. Take the knees as wide or as narrow as feels right for you. As you inhale, slowly come back to table. And as you exhale, lower the elbows to the earth just beneath the shoulders. Interlace your fingers and cup the back of the head to prepare for Shirshasana, headstand. As you breathe in, curl the toes. As you breathe out, lift the hips high to the sky and begin to walk the feet close to the head until you just can't walk them any closer. This is stacking the hips over the shoulders. And then using the strength of the abdominals, either lift the legs to handstand in a pike position or draw the knees toward the chest before extending the legs one at a time. We want to use absolute control here of the legs. Instead of kicking them up as we would in handstand, in order to protect the neck. And we'll take some beautiful breaths here. And Shirshasana is known as the king of the asanas. And here, as you master this invertedness, this inversion of your body by cultivating equanimity in the breath, equanimity in each of your muscles, in all of your tissues, in all of your systems, your organs, you in effect become a king, a master, the art of letting go. You let go of fear. You let go, in a sense, of your attachment to gravity, in the normal sense of the word, where our feet are firmly planted and our head is a light, is buoyant at the other end. We have turned that literally upside down. And from here, let's slowly bring the knees back toward the belly. Release the feet to the floor. And slowly Make your way back to child's pose, balasana, and just rock the head from left to right. Release the throat. We'll inhale our way to table once more. And as you exhale, lower the elbows to the earth, directly beneath the shoulders. We'll press the palms of the hands directly into the floor, leaving about 2 inches between your thumbs. And that's where your gaze will stay as we move into Pinchamayurasana, feathered peacock. As you breathe in, curl the toes. As you breathe out, lift the hips toward the sky. Coming to dolphin pose. Gaze stays between the thumbs. Now you may wish here to approach the posture as we approached handstand by extending one leg toward the sky and then hopping using the other leg, bending that other knee deeply. Feathered peacock. Still, the tops of the shoulders are moving away from the ears. The shoulder blades are drawing down the back. We're meeting in the middle. And I always feel as though in feathered peacock, we're meeting a little bit lower than the heart. We're maybe meeting just about 3 fingers above the navel in the Manipura chakra. The place where a lot of our get up and go, our gumption, resides. So we're drawing the energy from the feet all the way to that space. The energy from the shoulders, from the crown of the head, spirals all the way down to that space directly above the navel. Remember to engage your feet, maybe spread the toes, maybe press the balls of the feet toward the sky, lifting up through the kneecaps. And we'll slowly release back down to the earth. And we'll make our way to standing very slowly. And if you have a wall accessible or a door, we'll walk over to that and place our backside toward the wall as we hang in a forward fold. So press your sitting bones into the wall as you fold forward. Let the crown of the head be heavy. Let the shoulders be heavy and perhaps grab opposite elbows with the hands. Maybe bend the knees deeply as you feel this sense of grounding. Of security, of heaviness after floating. And then bending the knees, slowly roll up to standing, one vertebrae at a time as you breathe in. Stacking each vertebra on top of the one beneath it until you have come to a beautifully standing position. And take a moment to feel reintegrated, to feel gravity. Feel time as measured by the breath. And we'll slowly make our way all the way down to the earth, lying on our backs. We'll draw the knees toward the chest as we rock from side to side. Bring your arms to your sides, pressing the palms into the earth on either side of your hips. As you breathe in, lengthen, puff the chest. As you breathe out, rock the hips up over the shoulders. Bring the hands one at a time to the low back, pressing the elbows into the earth, and extend the legs toward the sky in Sarvangasana, shoulder stand, the queen of the asanas. Again, engaging the legs, engaging the feet, poofing the chest toward the chin, while the chin continues to point straight up toward the sky. Massaging the back of the lungs, moving deep into the lungs. Notice the spaces where your hands are pressed into your body, just about at the level of the kidneys. Feel those vertebrae stacked again, one each on top of the next. From here, let's let the feet drop back behind the head just for a moment, and then we'll release the hands to earth, and on an exhalation, slowly roll down one vertebrae at a time. All the way down to the earth. And with your next breath in, press your elbows into the floor as you lift through the heart. Let the head, the crown of the head, drop back behind you in Matsyasana, fish pose. Releasing any tension in the neck, releasing any tension through the back of the skull, releasing any worries. Feel an opening through the heart center. As though the anchor, the seat of your heart, were being liberated by even just one worry that's been weighing on it. And with your next exhalation, slowly lower all the way down to the earth. Bring the soles of the feet to the floor, bending the knees, and then bring those feet close toward the bum. As you breathe in, press the feet into the earth, lift up through the hips. Feel the low and mid upper back peel away from the earth in Setu Bandha Sarvangasana, or the bridge. Press the tops of the shoulders into the earth, maintaining that natural curve of the neck. Pressing the palms into the earth. We'll relax the muscles in the bum and the thighs. Maybe lift the toes and spread them. Feel the breath sweep up the length of the body with the inhale. And feel the breath sweep down the length of the body with the exhale. We'll come up onto the tippy toes. And as you exhale, slowly roll all the way down, beginning at the upper back, rolling the mid and lower back all the way down to earth, before drawing the knees into the chest and rocking in whatever way feels natural, in whatever way feels supportive of your body and your spine. We'll let the arms make their way out toward T, pressing the palms into the earth. And take a beautiful breath in here as you let the knees point toward the sky, so the thighs are perpendicular to the earth. And as you exhale, let the knees fall to the right and the gaze shift over your left shoulder. Let yourself relax deeply, feeling held by the earth. Relax the temples, relax the spaces behind the ears. With the in-breath, slowly make your way back to center with both the gaze and the knees. And as you exhale, let the knees fall to the left as the gaze shifts over the right shoulder. And again, just let everything go here. Let your body become heavy. Let your thoughts become heavy. Let everything just sort of drain out the back of your skull. And we'll inhale the knees and the gaze back to center. And make any last movements that feel necessary, that feel absolutely delicious, before making your way to your pose of final rest. And I invite you to support your body completely here with blankets, pillows, eye pillows. Take good care to create a space for transformation in Shavasana. And once you've done that, feel your body release. Feel the bones become heavy. Feel the muscles become heavy. Feel even your joints just loosen their grasp for the next few moments, for the next few breaths. Let your breath take a natural course, a path of least resistance, the path of least worry. Sink into this moment, sink into this space. We'll slowly begin to bring our awareness back into the body. Notice the fingers. Notice the backs of the hands. Notice where your body and the earth make contact. Begin to bring small movements, the periphery, in your fingertips and your toes. Begin to let that movement spread into your hands and your elbows, into your feet and your ankles. Maybe rock the head from left to right. Maybe bring some movement to the spine and to the hips. And as it feels right, draw the knees to the chest and rock to your favorite side. Begin to notice all that you hear. The sounds behind the sounds. Slowly begin to make your way back to that beautiful seat. And bring the palms to your heart. Allow your breath to move through you. Over and over and over again. I wish you peace on your path until we meet again and always. Namaste.